tuning in to the Sophia Talk Show. I'm going to be sharing my heart about all things fantasy in God's world. Reading fantasy, writing fantasy, watching fantasy. This show is for teens, young adults, and all of the young at heart. I'll be diving in a time or two about what's happening in the world around us, which affects my writing, of course. I'll also be sharing conversations with reader enthusiasts like me, or even those who don't like to read, who I'm going to try to convert, and other authors who live in the fiction world. I'm your host, Sophia Simpson, a newbie podcaster and an author of one book, Dreamweaver, available on Amazon, and working on much, much more. I'm what you call a reader-aholic and chocoholic, and I'm so glad you've joined me on this show about all things fantasy.
Okay, so welcome, Judy Corey, USA best-selling author of YA Contemporary Romance. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast today. I am super, super excited. I'm a huge, huge fan of yours. How many books do you have out now, Judy?
Thank you. 18. I had my 18th one came out last year, so working on number 19.
I actually pre-ordered it, so I'm super excited. I don't know the new girl's name. What's her name?
Kiara. So yeah,
Kiara.
Hopefully it turns out good. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I like the premise already. That she works in his house and they have a history. So that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It's fun. It's been fun so far. So I'm hoping it'll turn out okay in the end.
Well, since I have my second book coming out Valentine's Day, you are somebody I definitely look up to with anything publishing. Are you a self-published author or are you with a publishing house now?
Yeah, so I am self-published. Kindle Scout is what it was called. It was kind of like the American Idol of book publishing or whatever. So like it was one of Amazon's publishing companies that published that one. But then right after that, I had a couple books ready to go. And so I decided to just publish them myself and see how it went. And they ended up doing better than the traditionally published one. And so I'm like, well, I'll just stick with this way. And so it's been working pretty well ever since. So.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, with so many options out there, you know, you can publish through so many different outlets now. It's overwhelming. I mean, just starting out, like, it's like, wow, I'm like this tiny little goldfish in this ocean of possibilities. So it's super awesome seeing that you've waded those waters and you've done really well. I mean, I think you've done really well. And all accounts, I mean, your ratings and your followers, I mean,
it's worked out pretty good so far. So I'm thankful that it has.
I'm super curious. Who do you have a favorite character that you've written?
I like them all for like different reasons. Books like those characters will always be like my babies because they like, I was with them for so long. So I was trying to figure out how to write a book. And so I spent a lot of time with them. So I really like them. But then in like more recent books, I really like Asher from The Ruse just because he like has such a like a hard backstory and just like a lot of things like standing against him, I guess, in the beginning. And I just really felt for him and loved how resilient he was. And I don't know, he was just funny and fun and flirty and just, I don't know, he was fun to write.
Okay, so I do want to talk about The Ruse because that's actually my favorite book you've written.
Oh, really?
Who would any of these romances you've written, of these 18 stories coming soon, 19, of any of these reflect any in any way your own romance, your own story?
So I met my husband in high school and probably like Protect My Heart, just like the dynamic between Emma and Ari in that. My husband wasn't my undercover bodyguard or anything, but just like the dynamic between them is a lot kind of like how me and my husband were and like just kind of how we got to know each other. Someone trying to kill me or whatever. But yeah, so that's the I guess that might be the one that is the most like it.
It cut out a little bit.
My internet is really bad. Sorry.
That's okay. Which story was it?
Protect My Heart.
Protect My Heart.
So that was my first book.
Oh, well, yeah. You write high school romances so well. Like, I'm 44 years old, and I love your high school romances. They're so cute. Yeah. They just take me back into the innocence of love. And you are a master at sweet romances. And not only that, one thing I wanted to talk to you about for just a few minutes, well, as long as you want, but almost every book that I've read of yours has a really hard topic involved. Like, you've got parental abuse, you've got teen pregnancy, you've got, you know, parent has cancer, you have tackled them all. I mean, I wouldn't say you've tackled them all, but like, I know that.
Yeah, like, what else is there left?
Well, can you like walk me through, like, do you talk to people who have gone through these experiences, or like, because you really do such a great job of portraying the emotions of it, like what it must feel like to go through it. Like, is there a research process involved?
Yeah. So like, usually I'll like I do a lot of research on like YouTube and like just like get to see like people's stories, or like I'll look in like some of them I've like looked into like online forums for people dealing with the specific, like with the facade when Mac's mom had the brain tumor. That was actually something that my dad's mom had. And so she died when she was like 40 something, and my dad was only 5 years old. And so that was like something like I kind of, you know, had heard of a little bit, but I went into like online forums and like kind of saw what people had said it was like to take care of someone with that, and just how it like how the whole process kind of went for them, and just little things. And then also I had like a book that one of my cousins wrote about my grandma and like the experiences that my dad's like older sister had. And so like I got a lot of things from that, but yeah, so I get a lot from like reading and watching things and just trying to think how I would feel in certain situations.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you do a fantastic job. Like it's almost like you've been there, but I'm like, there's no possible way one person can experience this range of like, really, I mean, some of these are very truly traumatic. I mean, they're very serious topics. Mm-hmm. And I really respect the fact that you've tackled these topics, because you know, teens are going through them and young adults, they're going through them. So mm-hmm. I hope that you've gotten some good responses, because I would imagine you would.
Yeah, I've had like people say that they've like they felt like their story, like they related so much, because it was a lot of what they went through with some of my books. And so that feels, I'm like, okay, good, I did it okay. And they thought it was okay, so that's good.
Yeah. Well, I know. I mean, I think because I beta read maybe two of your books now, or three, but I remember with one of them, the one where, is it Max? Can't think of his name. He was the basketball player, and his mom was going through, I think that's the one. Well, when he lost his parent, that's the one we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I lost my parent when I was 14. So I really, you relate and you recall like your own feelings. I'm just like, I just remember thinking, I think I even asked you, like, did you go through this? Because you really did this really well. Like, so anyway, you have a wonderful range of emotions in all of your characters. Like, they're so three-dimensional. I love them.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're
welcome. I appreciate hearing that.
I'm excited for any new books, and I hope I can help you with any future books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anytime you're willing, like, yeah, please do. I love your feedback. It's always really helpful for me. So,
well, it's funny, because when I get sucked in a book, I'm sure you're the same way, but when I get sucked in, I can read it in like, you know, an hour to not an hour, but too long for that. I wish I could.
I think you're like a fast reader then, because I'm so slow. Like, I can't read. I don't know. I'm a slow reader. It takes me like at least a day if it's like I don't know, 75,000 words. And then, I don't know.
Now, are your books on audio?
I have, I think, like 11 on audio. So like both of my young adult series are on audio. So my Ridgewater High series and my Eden Falls Academy series, the third book. So The Ruse just came out in audio for that one. So I still have, you know, the last two that will need to be in audio, but then I still need to get my adult books in audiobook and then a couple of standalones. But yeah.
How do you choose your narrator for audiobooks? That's got me.
So this one I got really lucky. So I got the contract with Tantor for my audiobooks just because I didn't know how to handle any of that myself. And I didn't want to spend too much time figuring it out. And so they sent me a couple of samples for different narrators that they had contacts with, and they auditioned reading some of the a passage from my book. And so I would hear a few of those, and then it took only a few narrators through for me to find one that I really like the voice of. And so I've actually stuck with those same two because my books are in dual point of view for the most part. So I have a female narrator and a male narrator that have done all of my books up till this point. So I'm please keep doing this because I really like it.
Usually what I do, I'm because I'm so visual, it's hard to listen to an audiobook if I've never heard the story. So what I'll do is I'll take my favorite stories and I'll go on a walk or work out or whatever. I listen to my favorite stories in audiobook. And as a writer, that has been super helpful because I pick up things. Because I read them so fast, I blow through some of the really great sentences, you know, write things and everything. So I'll have to pick up your books on audio because I've got probably 8 credits. audio. I don't want to give up my Audible account, but I don't know. I don't really listen to them. It takes me forever to get through an audiobook, but I will definitely have to. So going back to The Ruse, what made you pick Phantom of the Opera as the background of that, the musical for that book?
But it's just because I love it so much. It's I don't know. It's the first musical I saw when I was in college or whatever. That's when the 2004 movie came out, right when I was in college. Okay. And I just I don't know, I loved it so much. I watched it over and over again and just listened to the soundtrack on repeat, and then and so it just kind of stuck with me, and I watched it again throughout the years, and so I'm just I love this one. And I asked my sister-in-law, who she actually has taught drama or whatever, I'm like, would a high school ever do this? And she's like, that's so complicated, there's no way. But then I looked on YouTube because that's where I research, and I saw that there have been high schools who have done it and they did it really well. So I'm like, I'm doing it. And I did it, and it was fun, and I loved it. So it worked out.
You can tell how much you love your stories and love your characters, because I mean, there's no way a reader will fall in love with your characters as much if you didn't. It definitely bleeds through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and your next book is going to be kind of an offshoot of The Ruse, because Nash was one of the love interests in The Ruse, and now he gets his story. So,
yeah, I'll finally stop torturing him. He'll finally maybe get the girl. We hope it might happen this time. He's tried so many other times. So,
well, it's funny. I was reading some of the reviews on The Ruse, and a couple of them said what I said to you, wait a second, you switched characters. I thought you could be about Nash and, was it Scarlett?
Nash and Elise.
Oh, Elise. Yeah. Okay. Getting them all mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my fun little secret for the months that I was writing it. I was teasing everyone, who knows? And then boom, it's Asher. Sorry.
I quickly fell in love with Asher too. So it was totally fine. I mean, Asher was such a tortured soul. And I mean, what girl does not fall for a tortured soul?
Yeah. Especially if they already have a weakness for bad boys. They can't help it.
Exactly. Well, it was funny because in my book that is coming out on Valentine's Day. When I was first writing it, I would bring it to my writing. I have a writer's group here in town. And I,
Oh, cool.
yeah, I'm really lucky. I'm really blessed. So I would bring some of my chapters and they had to tell me he is not likable. Like they told me like we do not like this guy at all. I'm like, well, he's a bad boy. So, you know, anyway, but
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
giggling.
Okay.
Sorry, my internet is. Yeah, I can.
Can you hear me now?
Can,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. We can keep, you know, talking.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
No,
I wish my internet was better, but
that's okay. That's
been
okay.
Wintry.
Are you in the mountains?
I'm next to them. So, like, I'm looking out my window and I just, they're right there.
Oh, wow. So, see, I'm in Florida. Really it's as flat as you can get here.
Yeah. So I'm like, my character's from Florida. So I'm like, I need to know more about this Florida thing.
Oh, okay. With the book you're writing now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where she moved from,
which,
like the year before.
Which part of Florida?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I should, like, if I say something, it might, well, it'll spoil it for another book. But was there like, I think I've heard there has been like a drug cartel in Florida before.
A what cartel? A drug?
Drug cartels? Oh. Yeah. So like what part of Florida would that maybe have happened?
Okay. I'm just going to
like
put
Miami
this out there and I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I would say Miami, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I don't know of any in our, I'm right in between Orlando and Tampa. So,
okay.
I have not heard of anything in this area like that.
Yeah. Cause I just started like looking into that part of it. Cause it's for like a future book, because she knows someone who is also from Florida and maybe had to deal with that kind of thing. So
see what I mean.
So I'm just like, if any of my readers are listening to this, they're gonna be like, oh, what is she gonna write about? You never know. But yeah, so I'm thinking Miami, but yeah.
Okay. I did high school down in Naples, which is right across the state from Miami. So,
oh, okay.
But I never really, I think I only went once or twice. It's an experience.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
See, I've never even been to Florida. So like I need to,
well, I will tell you
someday,
if you live in Miami, it's pretty much a must that you have to speak Spanish. Like,
oh really? Okay.
It's very dominantly, Hispanic down there.
Okay.
For sure.
My character is like, she's Hispanic, or at least her mom is. So I'm like,
okay.
So I'm hoping that'll all fit.
Yeah. I don't have any experience with any Florida cartels, but like my dad lived in Mexico City before he passed. And he was actually killed, gunned down by the cartel in Mexico City. So,
oh no.
Yeah, I know. I know. So
I'm so sorry. So like me talking about this is like,
no.
I'm sorry.
That's what I mean though. Like it's okay. I mean, you're very sensitive to like set to the topic, and it's not like you're, you know, being obtrusive or anything like that. Please don't feel that way. I just wanted you to know that if you need like a firsthand conversation about something like that. I wasn't there, of course, but
yeah,
simple fact, they wanted access to his liquor store and he said no. So they tried to pressure him into paying them for protection. And my dad was 100% Greek man. And he says, no, that's no. Finally killed him. So it's serious. I mean, it's
that is horrible.
It happens. And that's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
You know, things like this happen. And that's why I said,
yeah,
you know, with the issues that you deal with in these books, people have gone through them. And
yeah,
it's brave to write about them. And it's brave to tackle the emotions of something you've not experienced. So I really respect you for doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to have read your books, honestly. So I'm looking forward, and you've got
Thank
so many more in
them.
You, I know.
Yeah, I do. Too many. I'm like, I need to learn to write faster because I'm like, it's got to get to them. This is taking me forever.
Well, you know,
so hopefully I can write for like years and years and years.
Of course. Well, you know what I'm discovering in my own writing world is that marketing takes like a lot of my attention and time.
Yeah.
And I am like, I'm like, I need to get back to writing, like, because I have my launch, my book comes out Valentine's Day, but I'm like, after Valentine's Day, I'm focusing on book two. Like, I have to, because it just, like, you just get sucked down all these rabbit holes. Like, you know, you've got TikTok, you've got Instagram, and then you've got, you can do reels, you can do posts, you can do stories, and I'm just like,
yeah, and you can just keep doing that forever. Like, I've had like times where it's like months where it's just like that's my main focus, and I get hardly any writing down, and then I just am like, I don't like it, because I'm like, my happy place is the writing. Like, that's why I do it in the first place, and that's where I'm, that's like where I get my joy from, and not in all the marketing thing. Like, it's not horrible. Like, TikTok can be fun, and you know, it, like, it can be fun too, and I like interacting with people. Like, that's a lot of fun too, but I'm like, if I'm not writing, then it's just like, I'm not happy. So
I know
it's definitely like, you have to find a way to balance it. So I'm like always trying to like find like, I'm like trying to get into like time blocking where I'm like, okay, for this chunk of time, I'm doing writing, and like that, nothing else. I can do nothing else. And then I'm like, and then from this other, so like right now my goal is to like, I try to do my writing, like in the, do it like a chunk of it before lunch, and then I do another chunk after lunch, and then at the very end of the day, like from 4 to 5, that's when I can like try to think about marketing stuff, because I've already like used my like creative brain on like the writing stuff, and then I'm like, okay, now I can try to do this thing. And then if I happen to like have a TikTok that does get like some attention or whatever, then it's not distracting me throughout the whole day when I'm supposed to be writing. Because then it's like, okay, it's in the evening, and I'm like, okay, like I do need to pay attention to my family still. But it's like, but my brain is easier. It's like, it's in a better place for that type of thing, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm like trying to figure out. So
that's a really good system. That's a good system, because I find that when I get started in the morning and I'm doing something on Instagram, like next thing you know, it's been 2 hours. And I'm like, how did this happen? Like, wow, like
Or if there's like some kind of drama thing, like then it just can like derail your whole thing. Like, like I see like drama in like the author community sometimes, and like, well, that just took over my whole day. Like, I didn't want to like, I was supposed to write.
I know. I completely agree, because you know, writing is my passion. And I know what I wanted to ask you. Okay, so are you a pants or a plotter? Or both?
I'm a plotter now. Like for a while I like tried to be a pantser, and like I was just stressed out because I didn't know what I was supposed to write. Like I'd be like, oh, I gotta start writing. This book is gonna be due. I better just do it. But now I'm like, I'm gonna try to take my time. And so right now I'm like, what I'm letting myself do is kind of like put a not so perfect first draft out that's mostly just me like outlining, but it's also like already 35,000 words long, so it's kind of like the book. So it's just kind of like a messy first draft, where before, like until like this past year, I would like outline a little bit. I'd know kind of what was going to happen, but nothing was like completely set in stone. And then I would just start writing, and it was just kind of stressful, because I'm like, because I had to make it perfect every single word right from the beginning. And then so I'm just like, no, I'm just gonna try to have more fun and just like be more relaxed about this. And it's been working. At least I'm slower, I think, but I'm like not as like stressed out, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Do you have any events that you'll be at where readers can meet you and maybe get a book signed?
Not right now. Those kind of things, they like scare me.
Oh,
so I was like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm so much cooler like online than I am in real life. You'll find out how awkward I am. I'm like, so I don't, or I guess I like always worry that like I'll have it and then like no one will show up, and I'm like, okay. So yeah, I just haven't really tried that yet. I may sometime. I like, that's a goal to eventually like get there, but I don't know. Someday, I don't know, when I feel cool enough.
You know, at this point, with as many books as you have, you could put like a tent up at any book fair or any like function you wanted. I mean, you have plenty.
Yeah, I've thought about that. Like, there's a thing in my town that they do like every winter. It's like a craft fair type thing, and I've seen like an author there the last 2 years. I'm like, maybe I'll do that sometime. Maybe I'll be brave.
Now, do you go to a writer's conference?
Do. So I there's one in Salt Lake that I go to most years, the Storymakers Conference. And then I always go, or at least now I'm like, I have a goal to always go to the Romance Author Mastermind one, which is in Texas in November. And that one's really, really good. So those are like the main ones that are on my list. But I also might go to like the 20 books to 50K one, because that's in Las Vegas, which is like 2.5 hours from where I live. And I've been to that one before. It's really cool. And it's nice to just meet a lot of other indie authors and see what they're doing.
Yeah, I've definitely been plugged into the 20K to the 20 books to 50K.
Yeah, it's really helpful. That taught me like so much when I was trying to figure it all out. And still even now, like it's helpful to see.
Yeah. Well, as I'm a Christian fantasy writer, there's a Christian conference that I'll be going to in California.
Oh, cool.
So over your neck of the world.
That's cool. What's that one called?
It's called the Vision Christian Writers Conference in the National Redwood Forest. It's this beautiful like retreat. Like it's so stunning. Like the grounds and the place where you, like, I don't actually stay on campus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually stay on campus. I get and travel with me. But what we're gonna do is fly into Los Angeles and do the coast. We're gonna drive up the coast on A1 or Pacific Coast.
Oh, cool. 101.
Yeah. So, and just stop along the way and take pictures. Go to the Big Sur.
That sounds amazing. We did that drive, like, except we did it from north down like 4 years ago.
Did you really?
And it was really pretty. Yeah, it's really fun. And the Redwood Forest is just gorgeous.
I know.
I need to go there again.
It's super fun. Yeah, I'm hoping I can go. My husband has an appointment. Well, I'm all signed up to go, but my husband has a an appointment at Mayo Clinic in middle of March. And he's going to be talking to them about brain surgery. So the conference is at the end of March. I don't think they're going to schedule anything in 2 weeks. So I went ahead and kept my, because I'd already signed up when we found out. So yeah, I just kept my place there. And then I'm like, well, if I can't go, I can't go, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. I hope I was okay with your husband.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot to do right then.
Yeah. So he just has it's called a malformation in the back of his head, in the back of his brain, and it's sitting too low on his brain stem. So we'll see. So do you have a future project that you are excited about that you said you're writing a book now and then you have a book in mind in the future, but like,
yeah,
is there one that you have that one day you'll get to kind of thing?
So I have The Confession right now, and then I'm gonna write one that's kind of like a branch between that world and then another one. And so the series that I really want to write, like the three books from now, I guess, I'll be starting like a adult series with all of the like older brothers from my Eden Falls Academy series. And so have all the older brothers, and then I can also still revisit all my favorites from Eden Falls Academy and have those characters show up. So I'm excited about that one.
Yeah. Well, you have a wonderful base there. So that's exciting. Yeah. I do remember some of your characters having older siblings. So that's exciting. I'm super excited for you. Well, my time is about to run out. So, and I wanted to thank you so much for taking time out of your day and talking to me about your books and commiserating about what it takes.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. And please, anytime you need someone to look over anything, you have my email. So thank you, Judy.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I just so appreciate you taking your time, and it's fine. It's so great to finally meet you. And
Yeah, it's nice to meet you too. It's been like a couple years that we like met online and now we're face to face for the first time. So it's really
I
fun.
know.
I'm excited for your book to come out. Is it like next two?
Yeah,
Is it Tuesday next
in a
week?
week, yeah, in a week. So, it's an elemental romance of a fire user and an earth user finally have a bond and enemies. So it's enemies, lovers, kind
Ooh, I love that. That'll
Yeah,
be awesome. Can't wait.
I'm actually going to be at a couple of different places promoting the book, definitely sticking my neck out there, seeing if anybody comes. But one is a book
Yay.
launch party, which my friends and family I've invited to. So,
Oh, that is so cool.
yeah, so that'll be at this bookstore downtown called Pressed, and that'll
Oh,
be
nice.
the Saturday after Valentine's Day. And then I have a book signing in March. It's actually at a teen event at a library. So
Oh, that's
yeah, they
cool.
have like
That's awesome. See, you're like already way cooler than me. I'm
yeah.
like, I don't dare do any of this.
I'm crazy. I'm crazy. I'm just super excited about writing, and like just being able to talk to these teens about writing is like something I feel honored to be a part of, like their journey, if they're just starting out or whatever. So just telling them what my experiences have been can either push them forward or hopefully not hold them back. I have
Yeah,
whatever
I
I
think that's
say can
awesome.
encourage them. But yeah, we
Yeah, that's like how I got started writing, like by hearing from someone else, like about it. Like
really.
that's where I'm like, maybe I can do it. Maybe I should give it a try. So I think that's really awesome that you share that.
Yeah, so well, we have some really great programs locally, so I'm really lucky to be a part of them. So we'll see.
Cool.
But it's about to cut us off, so let me let you go. Judy, thank you so much, and I hope you have a great day.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm excited. I have to share it with everyone. So
Okay.
thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.
This was
All
fun.
right, thanks, Judy. Bye.
You just heard a lovely conversation between USA bestselling author Judy Corey and myself. She has 18 books to her name you can find on Amazon, and I have two books. One just came out Valentine's Day called Terra, an Elemental Series Book One, which I hope you will pick up and read. And definitely pick up Judy Corey's sweet romance books. Also, they are a delight to read if you haven't already guessed from the conversation you just heard that I am absolutely in love with all of Judy's books. So thanks for listening, and I hope you come again to the Sophia Talk Show. And you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, and with my handle at Sophia Simpson Author. Thanks for listening. Ciao.